Emergency podcast, Packers fans. We have bombshell news for you. Aaron Rodgers has announced his intention to play for the New York Jets this season. He is no longer going to be a Green Bay quarterback. It is the Love era, the Jordan Love era. We're going to break down what just happened for you if you missed it and give our reactions live. I'm joined by KJ, but before I get his take, I gotta set the stage a little bit, Packers fans. Aaron Rodgers joined the Pat McAfee show today, and people were wondering, will this be the decision time? And he announced early on in the show, this isn't decision day. That was a few days ago. The Packers drafted a guy named Jordan Love to replace me. I love Green Bay. That will always be my home. But when I came out of the darkness, something changed. They were ready to move on. He talked about how he went into the darkness contemplating retirement. He came out knowing he wanted to play again. But the sentiment had shifted. The Packers were actually ready to move on to Jordan Love. And upon learning this, he is ready to move on to the New York Jets. He is no longer holding up the trade. It is about to get done, maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Those final details will get ironed out. But KJ Eichstead, welcome to the show. Jordan Love's the new quarterback. How you feeling? And
holy,
what do you have to say
cow
to Packers fans?
Packers fans, what? Like, what? Can you believe this? Can you believe this? We're about to have a new franchise quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is going to be in a Jets uniform. I am so excited right now. I can barely contain myself. Like, we've all kind of seen it building up. And when Aaron Rodgers said, hey, this isn't going to be decision day, I think he kind of maybe caught a few people off guard. But then he basically confirmed the news, told Adam Schefter to lose his number, which was epic, by the way. 12 went out in style. And I'm excited to see what kind of draft pick compensation, because everything's looking better. Word on the street, the Packers are now expecting 2 first-round picks for Rodgers. We'll see if they manage to pull that off. I know I'll be thrilled if we get a single first-round pick. If we get, like, a first and a second, like the Devontae deal, I will be over the moon. And if we do 2 first-round picks, wow, Packers fans, will that be something? Jordan Love looks ready. He looks ready. But I just want to say thank you for everything Aaron Rodgers has done. I want to say thank you to Aaron Rodgers. I mean, what can you really say? The guy came into impossible expectations, sitting behind Brett Favre, a Hall of Fame quarterback who contemplated retirement, flip-flopped on retirement himself many times. And he somehow, some way, managed to endear himself to Packers fans even more and surpass Brett Favre's, all of his records, really. You know, not all of his records, but like darn near all of his records. And it's incredible how much, how lucky have we been, Packers fans? How fortunate have we been to have back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks? And I'm excited to see what Jordan Love can do. I believe in Jordan Love. It is now the Jordan Love era, and we're going to be giving away some very exciting items very soon. So keep your eyes glued to Ike Packers for that when we announce our next giveaway. If you're looking to add to the jersey collection like I know I am, you might as well follow Ike Packers, because there's a very good chance that we can help you out. And, man, I mean, it's like
crazy.
This is like LeBron James joining the Miami Heat, but even bigger than that, this is like LeBron James announcing he's coming back to Cleveland. You know, and like I'm saying from a Cleveland fans' perspective, like this is crazy. Like, Packers fans, when does something like this happen? I know some of you listening may have been around
18 years ago
when Reggie when Reggie White announced he was signing with the Pack, that was a seismic move. You know, like when Brady announced he was going to the Buccaneers, that's probably similar. I mean, who is watching the NFL next season? I know I am. I know I'm going to be glued to the screen every Sunday, because guess what? We got 2 teams, baby. We got 2 teams to watch every Sunday. We got the Packers forever in our hearts. We bleed green and gold, and we have the New York Jets. Look like I'm going to have to get potentially an Aaron Rodgers Jets jersey. You're going to have to let us know how you feel about that, Packers fans. Alex, I'm going to toss it back to you, man. Wow, what are you seeing? What are you feeling? You know, maybe you can read off some of these responses from Packers fans. I know it is huge news. Huge.
First, shout out to Aaron Rodgers. Like you said, so appreciative of everything he's done. By far and away, the most entertaining QB I've ever watched. That electricity when he drops back to pass in that first game of the season, those comebacks. I mean, time and time again, I felt like I grew up with this guy and just got to, you know, witness all those great moments, and feel so fortunate to have done that, Packers fans, alongside many of you. It's been an absolute pleasure. But Aaron Rodgers' legacy in Green Bay, 18 years, four-time first-team All-Pro, four-time passing rating leader, four-time MVP, and Super Bowl champion. I think those are the ways he's going to be remembered statistically. Some other ways, some records he set as a member of the Green Bay Packers. He had the single-season passer rating, the highest ever, 122.5. He had the lowest season interception percentage, 0.3. He had the longest streak of passes not intercepted, 402. He had the lowest career interception percentage, 1.4. And his career TD to INT ratio at 4.52 is an all-time record as well. So he's just, you know, up there in the record books.
Setter.
He's going to be up there in Lambeau. Retire 12. Hashtag retire 12.
Hashtag That's going to be 12's
absolutely
number.
Epic one day. But I think, you know, Cage, the way I feel, it's love season, baby. The love is in the air. Love is in the air. I'm ready. I'm ready. I've been ready. And I am so happy that Aaron Rodgers said during the McAfee interview that Jordan Love is going to be a good quarterback. He's an amazing kid. He was, you know, preaching about how good Jordan Love is. And he knows. He's been working with him every day. He believes in him. I believe in him. Packers fans, let us know if you believe in him. I hope you do. Cage, thoughts on that?
Man, I almost like didn't even realize that Aaron Rodgers himself. I mean, I suppose you have to, right? Like, now that you're gone, you don't leave anything unsaid, right? And we all know it's true, right? Like, Aaron Rodgers sees this guy more than anybody. He practices with him. He does the same drills with him. Jordan Love has looked good. I mean, anyone who says Jordan Love hasn't looked good. I know there's a limited sample size, and yes, you know, sample size does not tell the whole story, but Jordan Love has looked good, and he's progressed each of his 3 years in the NFL. And guess who else sat for three seasons, Packers fans? His name is 12. His name is Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers.
His name is 12.
Hey, 12. You cannot deny Aaron Rodgers is 12. Like, Brady is Brady. You know how everyone's like, like, his name is Tom Brady, but his name is, like, we call him Brady. Aaron Rodgers' name is Tom, or excuse me, Aaron Rodgers' name is Aaron Rodgers, but he's 12. Like that's
exactly.
12.
And, exactly.
And it's like, so 12 that is saying that 10 looks good. You know, it's almost like a Friday Night Lights when, get in the truck, 1-2, you know, like Tim Riggins, or like he's calling like Luke Cafferty fours, like he's number 44. He's like, hey, fours. You just love calling these guys out their number. It's fun, you know, and 12
that number's gonna
is
be
just
legend forever.
I mean, it's just something to remember where you are when you got this news. You know, it's like, how old were you? You know, what was going on in your life when the Packers transition from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, and then now again when we transition from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love. I know for me, this changes things, because Packers fans, you know, I was kind of saying, I don't know if Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers is a recipe for success. Well, guess what? I'm ready to see what Matt LaFleur can do with Jordan Love.
Let's go!
That was my stance all along. You know, some people were like, oh, Packers being hard on Matt LaFleur. It's like, We're results driven, baby. We're results driven. The Packers are a franchise of excellence. And I believe that Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love can achieve excellence together with this team. We're a young team. We're an exciting team. See, that's the thing. We're a young team, but we're not that young. You know, we're not like the Houston Rockets in the NBA. You know, we're not like the Carolina Panthers are about to be. You know, we're a team
that's
some
talent, baby.
The NFC North is wide the F open, Packers fans. You got the Detroit Lions. We have some revenge to be looking for with them. You know, we're looking for revenge on the Detroit Lions all summer 23. All summer 23. They have two first-round picks, and they're going to get better. They have a fiery coach. I know that I would be pretty upset with the way they sent us packing, so I'm going to use that as motivation all offseason long if I'm LaFleur, if I'm Bisaccia. And, you know, the Bears, they just swung a great deal. They're going to be a problem in the coming years. You know, Justin Fields, everyone kind of likes to talk crap about him. I'm not convinced he's a bust. I really think this guy might end up panning out. And it's just going to make for a heated, heated rivalry. We see Bears fans trying to chirp like Packers. Yeah, keep trying. Keep
trying. You're
welcome
here to listen to the podcast.
It ain't working. It ain't working. Yeah, yeah. Check it out. You know, we have respect for that, for our division opponents. Like, we're not going to, like that's the thing. We can.
But there's a new owner in town, baby.
There's a new owner. It's like you know, Aaron Rodgers owned the zoo. Now he just sold the zoo to Jordan Love. Jordan Love's a new owner. He's assuming the zoo in the bear exhibit and the lion exhibit. And if there was a Viking exhibit, he'd assume that too. And the Vikings are going into cap purgatory. It's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be interesting. This division is more wide open than it's been. Honestly, it's crazy because, you know, Aaron Rodgers' first year as a starter, I can't remember who won the division. It might have been the Bears. It could have been the Vikings. But, like, because Favre was in New York, and then he went to the Vikings. I mean, can you imagine if 12, like, comes back to the Vikings or even comes back to the Packers one day?
Never.
Crazy.
And I think he said a couple things, Packers fans. He said, nobody bleeds green and gold like I do. He was making bold claims. He was saying no one has been a Packer longer than I have. And I'm just thinking there, like, you know, basic Crosby. But, you know, like, shout out to Crosby, but not like, I guess, you know,
star.
Not.
You're right.
That would be tough to. Yeah. We'd have to check that. But
I think,
you know,
Rodgers might have had him. But if Crosby, depends how long he plays, okay. He's near in the end.
You know what? Yeah. It's water under the bridge, right? Both legends. But,
yeah,
you know,
who
Aaron Rodgers, I think what just happened is he just shook the NFL landscape, right? This is like an earthquake going on. The Jets are all of a sudden going to get primetime games. You know, the Packers are going to be primetime, as always, because of the audience size. Love you, community. Best in the world, 100-plus countries. But, you know, it's like now the AFC is going to be interesting, right? You got Aaron Rodgers in the AFC in that quarterback, you know, absolute battle over there. The NFC is now wide open. No more Brady, no more Rodgers. Who's going to claim it? Is it going to be a team built on defense? Well, the Packers luckily are, and I think that's what makes me exciting, Cage, is Devondre Campbell's back on a restructured deal, and now the Packers, hopefully, because, you know, hopefully Goot we'll be able to work out some of this money situation, and Green Bay will get to invest into free agency. We've kind of held off so far because we are a little, tied with our hands behind our back to start free agency. But the Packers, they can make moves now, KJ. They can make moves, things they never could do with Rodgers. You know, it's kind of just like a monkey off the back situation, right? The pressure's off for Green Bay at this point.
Yeah.
And I think
it's like
everyone
you unload your bags. You get off the plane, you got all your luggage with you. You just drop it off at the hotel. Now you're ready for vacation. You're ready for vacation. You know, it's like you may have landed, but you still got to lug that luggage. And you just dropped it off at the hotel. It ain't start until you drop off that luggage.
Exactly.
And I just want to say, like, shout to Goot for actually having a contingency plan, because what if Rodgers did retire and then we're like, "Oh shit. We have C.J. Stroud, Will Levis, Anthony Richardson, and Bryce Young, like, this year's draft." Like, it would be depressing. That would be a dark outlook.
Love
I'm
is
just
going to
say
package,
it, Packers
baby.
Fans. Jordan Love is the best quarterback prospect. He's a better quarterback prospect than last year's draft, the 2022 draft, and anyone in this year's draft, the 2023 draft. I do like Hendon Hooker a lot as a sleeper, the quarterback from Tennessee. I do think Anthony Richardson has very exciting upside. But, you know, Joe Burrow was like a can't-miss prospect. Trevor Lawrence was a very strong prospect. These guys this year and last year weren't like that, you know. And Jordan Love, Goot's got a contingency plan. And like, trust me, I got my gripes with Goot, too. I got my gripes with Goot. I got a couple bones to pick with Goot. He's not perfect. But he did plan well for this one. And that's why all those years, everyone's like, why did we trade the fourth round pick to move up for Jordan Love? The fourth round pick. I was like, guys, it's a fourth round pick. You know, he's going to bust anyways. But, like, this is why, Packers fans. So when this moment came, the Packers are going to reload with some additional draft capital. We're going to get access to more cap space or free agency this year and in coming seasons. And we have our quarterback of the future for another 10 to 15 year
Zach
window.
Wilson,
let's go.
We don't want him. We don't want him.
We ain't want Zach Wilson.
We want Love, baby. And I think that's, you know, a great time to wrap it up, Packers fans. This is an emergency podcast. We're going to have our Monday episode, so do not go anywhere. Hit that subscribe button. This offseason is about to be crazier than ever. Send this episode to a friend. Text it to them right now. Be like, you got to hear Ike Packer's reaction.
You got to hear Ike Packer's reaction.
That was wild. It's about to be super fun. We're going to be talking about Rodgers probably in future episodes, going through the memories, going through some of the best moments. So it's going to be fun for every Packers fan, and you are always welcome under this umbrella. Cage, any final thoughts for our listeners before we wrap this up?
12 will live forever in Packers Nation. But it's time for 10. Go Pack, go forever.
Go Pack, go.